Hey, welcome to the Finance Fam podcast, where we cover finances, faith, family, and freedom. Whether you're in debt or a seasoned investor, we cover all the ways where beating the rat race, thriving in a recession, building wealth for future generations, and living with purpose to ultimately gain freedom and impact the kingdom, however the Lord calls us as believers. My name is Isaiah, and I'm one of the hosts of the show, alongside my good friend Andrew. We're both millennials living typical millennial lives, plus we love Jesus, we love our families, and we love freedom. Everything we cover is for entertainment purposes and should not be considered financial advice. Please don't sue us. Enjoy the show. Thanks.
And welcome, everyone, to this episode of The Finance Fam. And I'm Andrew, and this is my co-host, Isaiah. So we've decided... It's a little bit smelly in here. Can you tell us why it's a little
bit
smelly?
We just pull out a car engine part.
That's right. Yeah. So if you haven't seen that yet, definitely check out our episode of, you know, how I won the lottery. And so we are live. Well, not live. We're pre-recorded from the engine smelling basement of Isaiah's house. And so we're going to talk about part two of vacations. And so... we spent a lot of time last time talking about how to cash flow a vacation, and I went into like detail on how I plan for vacations. And so Isaiah mentioned to me that there are other ways that the people enjoy taking vacations. And so for me, I'm the guy that likes to know, you know, I want to go to the iconic spot. I want to know like what I'm doing. And so I wanted you to briefly touch on that point you made to me after our show of how people... how it's okay that you can have a different expectation or a different plan for vacation than I.
Yeah, I think it's seasonality of life. So Mark Mayfield just had a baby. I'm going to shout him out. And I have been to his bachelor party. I've gone on vacations with him over the past couple years. And this man, his definition of a vacation is he wants to work himself into the ground as hard as he can. Literally, he's going to go somewhere to hike a mountain, to go for 12 hours and do some crazy... triathlon, like that is his definition of vacation, which is crazy, right? And you know, I was telling him, I was like, now they have a baby, you know, things change, right? Because I was the same way. When my wife wanted to take a week off, I was like, babe, I don't know that I can take a week off and do nothing. Like her Danielle's definition is having no plans, sitting on a beach, got a drink in the hand, just chilling, right? And I'm like, I get too antsy. I've got to do something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In your case, you want to plan it. You want to have the experience. Some people want to go visit stuff. Some people want to eat good food.
Like totally.
My dad is all about food. So I bring up Mark because he's probably the most unique of a vacation taker that I've ever seen, where he's like, I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to just work. Yeah. And now that he's a baby, and he's getting no sleep, and life is different, he's like, you know, and he just started his own business. He's a general contractor. He's like, you know, 6 months from now, I could see myself sitting on a beach and doing nothing. It's like the man who was
so good,
the legend, now has, you know, turned to this. So I share it to say, I think seasons dictate what vacation looks like for you.
For sure.
Whether that's a stay-at-home vacation season or resting or adventuring or visiting new places and exotic areas and, you know, seeing culture. I think it really depends. And then also we were talking about Enneagram and personality types and like what kind of person wants to plan versus somebody who wants to be erratic and spontaneous versus somebody who is a blend of both.
Totally.
That's my take.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think the cash flow part of our episode last time went a little bit long because I started talking about my dad in that moment at the Ford factory. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I would have never had that moment with my dad if I hadn't have budgeted. This is just the plug for budgeting. Like, if you don't budget what you're doing on a vacation, then, like, if I hadn't have budgeted, I know I wouldn't have done it. I know for a fact that I wouldn't have paid the admission fee. I think my dad covered. I forget. Sorry, Dad, if you paid for it and I'm claiming credit for paying for it. But it was it was just one of those moments that was just like, this is a God moment. This is a treasured moment with my dad I'll never forget in Detroit. And so... I think the point I was making is when you cash flow things in your monthly budget, cash flowing a vacation, providing a name for every dollar that you're spending and include a big miscellaneous pile, right? Like, I'm not saying the only way to do a cash flow vacation is just to have everything planned out like me, but, you know, if you have a if it's a $1,000 vacation, you know, and you've got groceries, you've got your Airbnb, you've got your car, you know, also take time to think of some unique excursions and things that you want to do while you're there. Because usually on the beach, you know, there's things like parasailing and what's the word? Kayaking. I forget what the things where you have paddles. And so what broke Andrew would do sitting on the beach is he'd go, wow, that helicopter ride, that's expensive. That's for rich people. Wow, that parasailing thing, that sounds like something a rich person would do. Wow, that kayak. And in my heart, I realized, I mean, really just in that last episode, I was like, oh, my perspective with vacations changed when I actually budgeted. And so, you know, you don't have to be, and this is maybe for someone listening that has shared that moment on the beach, like, gosh, it'd be so fun to go scuba diving or whatever the thing is. Yeah. You can do that. Like on a regular income, it doesn't take a super, super rich thing. It just takes a little bit more planning, a little bit more intentionality. These parasailing things, you know, they probably have a website. The helicopter rides probably have a website. And so do you have anything to add to that, Isaiah?
No, I think the point to drive home that you just left us with is planning and planning with your dollars and allocating where it's supposed to go and what you want to do. So I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we not only want to talk about cash flowing, we want to talk about credit card points. And so we last time we mentioned very briefly sinking fund, and what that is if you have a $1,000 vacation 5 months ahead of time, it's very simple. You save $200 a month. And so, Isaiah, you want to hit on credit card points and how you can get a free vacation? I've actually heard you had a free vacation off of credit card points. Can you tell the fam about that, the finance
fam? We've had a couple vacations and trips regarding credit card points, airline points. I know Dave Ramsey would be like shunning us for credit cards, but as you guys are probably aware, our philosophy on credit cards is different.
That's right.
Definitely don't be an idiot and have one and lose money to them, but if you're responsible and you pay that sucker off, it's going to give you rewards. You know, some of our credit cards are 5% back, 2% back, just depends. Like we have our Amazon credit card that's insane, 5% off any purchase.
That's ridiculous.
And anyways, our main card that we use for our expenses is our city card. That's 2% back on most things. That, over a year, accumulated a free cruise. And it was like, we could use you know, we could budget for a vacation. We could use these points. It really depends on what you want to do. I've heard of some people using credit card points for Christmas gifts, whatever. But for us, we're like, man, if we have it there, let's just take a trip. Let's, you know, book a flight or let's book a cruise. And that's a great way to get a vacation.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've stated before our
philosophy
on credit cards. But, you know, the way I look at it, I would like to have $700 every 2 years, and that's about what it's been for me. I've received about $700 of credit card points over the past 2 years of using our Amazon card. And so the same thing goes with vacation. You know, you could take an extravagant vacation every two years, or, you know, you could cut up the credit cards, and that's not a thing for you. And so that's something that, you know, we're not saying, you know, Dave Ramsey's wrong for believing that or pushing that, but I think that there's a lot of freedom that using Sky Miles, using vacation vouchers and things like that are available on credit cards. But, you know, the thing we always say, like, it's fine to use a credit card, just pay it off monthly. And, you know, I'll do what I did earlier. Like, I will sit here and wait right now for you to pay this off. So if you're listening, we're just going to wait, pay it off. Don't wait on us. I mean it. Pay off your card.
My phone out.
Anyway.
I actually paid back credit cards yesterday. It was the 15th month.
You got a new one? Or
no. Kind of. So I have my dropshipping business.
Okay.
So that's on its own credit card. And so I buy all my products on there and get the points.
Interesting.
It's great.
But yeah. So in summary, people are different. Cash flow your vacations. Sinking funds are great. And credit card points can get you a free vacation. And that sounds pretty sweet to me. So thank you guys for listening to this episode of The Finance Fam. Remember, don't look back.
Look ahead.